So it sounds like scammers are targeting churches now. Listen to this email that I got from a pastor. I found out today that someone has been texting a bunch of my church members posing as me, their pastor, telling them that I have a small, confidential task for them. A few have responded, and they are asking for Macy's gift cards. And I thought, who on earth would impersonate a pastor? And how on earth did they get access to all the church members' phone numbers? And why Macy's gift cards? I wanted to find out, so I asked this pastor to send me a screenshot of one of these texts that his members have been getting. It read, "This is Pastor So-and-so. I have a small, confidential task I'd like your assistance with. Please let me know when you're available. Pastor So-and-so, such and such Baptist Church." Now, this text was sent to somebody else, but I thought I would respond and see what they'd say. I say, "Hi, Pastor, what's up?" And I got a response. He said, "How are you doing today?" I said, "Fine, and you?" He said, "Doing great. Were you able to get the gift card as promised?" So here we go. I need to see why this impersonator is asking church members for gift cards. I ask, "What do you mean?" And he says, "I'd like to surprise our nursing mothers and hardworking staff with gift cards. Could you please pick some up at the nearest store and I'll reimburse you tomorrow? Please keep this private until we give them out. Can you do this today?" Okay, so if he can get the church members to think that he's really the pastor, they'll do whatever he says. So I play along and I say, "Did someone in our congregation have a baby? How exciting." He said, "Yeah, and I want it to be a surprise for them." I said, "That's wonderful. Who was it?" He said, "I want it to be confidential." Okay, why does he want to keep something so wonderful a secret? I asked, "Was the child conceived in sin or something?" And he responded, "It's a blessed child." He didn't say no, but I responded with, "Wonderful. I could do that tonight." He said, "I need you to purchase 3 pieces of physical Macy gift cards at the nearest store, $100 face value each. Scratch the silver panel at the back of the cards and take a full picture of the card's pin and also receipts for each card. Attach and text it to me immediately. I intend to send them out via text today. Get back to me when you have them." Now, why would a scammer need a Macy's gift card? Are they in need of a new suit or something? Probably not, but there are online markets where you can exchange US gift cards for cryptocurrency. And this is one of the easiest ways that scammers have found to steal money in light of all these banking regulations. He says, "What time would you be able to get them so I can check back? Blessings." I said, "In 2 hours. Blessings to you too." So now I have 2 hours to figure out how he gained access to this church's membership records. And the pastor wants gift cards to Macy's, the high-end department store that throws a big parade every Thanksgiving. But the nearest one is like 30 minutes away from me. So instead, I go to Macy's Grocery Store, a small, locally owned business where I live. They sell gift cards, and they carry plenty of wonderful items for brand new mothers. Not to mention the best soft-serve ice cream in town. And why not support a local business? So I bought 3 gift cards for $10 each, but I'm gonna let him think that they're worth $100 each, just like he requested. I wrote him and I said, "Okay, Pastor, I have the cards. Would you like me to deliver them?" He said, "God bless you. Scratch the silver panel at the back of the cards and take a full picture of the card's pin and also receipts for each card. Attach and text it to me immediately." Now, these gift cards aren't as fancy as the Macy's department store gift cards. There's nothing to scratch off. So I just took a picture and I said, "What silver panel?" And he said, "Thank you so much. I really want to thank you for the cards. I'm glad you could help me get this done diligently. So I say a prayer for you as in Proverbs 3:3-4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Amen." Okay, I guess he got what he wanted. And with the card numbers, I can only assume that he's gonna go look for a foreign vendor to buy these gift cards off of him. But I bet that he's gonna have a hard time finding someone willing to buy gift cards for a small little grocery chain in Utah.
Macy's, happy shopping.
Which is why several hours later he comes crawling back. He says, "I want you to send me a clear picture of the front of the card. Sorry for the inconvenience, just need it for record purposes." Oh crap, he's gonna know that I bought the wrong cards. I said, "Do you want me just to bring them to the church?" He said, "You can just send me the clear picture of the front of the card, that's all." So I did what I was told, and I can feel the disappointment in his text. "The card you got is not Macy, that's why we're having issues." I said, "Yes it is, I got them at Macy's." He said, "The card you bought can't be used. All you need is just go to the store and tell them you want to get Macy gift card." I said, "Well, I beg to differ. They can use the Macy's card for many things. Formula, groceries, diapers, even party supplies. And don't forget the ice cream." But he's like, "The Macy's card can't be used for what we need. Please go ahead and get a Macy's gift card from the store instead. Thank you for taking care of that." What do these mothers need? A fancy designer handbag or something? I said, "What is it Macy's that the mothers can't get at Macy's?" He said the Macy's card can't be used for this purpose. It's a grocery store card. The Macy's card is what's needed since it can be used for gifts and other items the mothers will appreciate. Please go ahead and get the Macy's one instead. Yeah, that response was 100% written by ChatGPT. But what I can't figure out is how a scammer this stupid managed to gain access to the membership records of an entire church. The only place that he would have got it is on the church's computer or a staff member's email account. So I start to brainstorm with the real pastor and we began to assume the worst. Maybe he'd been hacked, or maybe he'd been phished, or maybe his email credentials were found somewhere on the dark web. I just didn't know. And the truth is, without the right tools, none of us would know if something like this could happen to us until it's too late. It's why I use Aura, the sponsor of today's video. It's an app on my phone and it constantly monitors my personal information across the dark web, data breaches, leaked password lists, all the places that scammers go shopping for your identity. I don't want someone snooping around my email and using my identity to hurt the people closest to me. Aura will alert you fast if your info shows up somewhere it shouldn't be. And they help you lock things down before someone slips into your accounts pretending to be you, thanks to their 24/7 customer service. And most importantly, Aura subscriptions offer up to $1 million in insurance for eligible out-of-pocket expenses due to identity theft. There's all kinds of other tools in your Aura subscription that can keep you safe, and you can try it out for free for 2 weeks when you sign up at aura.com/pleasantgreen. Now is a great time to let it scan the dark web and see if your personal data is floating around for scammers to use. Go check it out today and see what you think. But let's get back to this church scammer. I had to find out how he did it, so I continued to lead him on. I even ended up driving to a Target where they sell just about every gift card you can think of, except for Macy's for some reason. I text him a picture and I say, I don't see it. But then he says, get Google Play. Google Play? I said, what on earth are the mothers gonna do with Google Play cards? He said, the mothers are permitted to use the Google Play card. Thank you for checking in for your understanding. No one is saying that a new mother isn't permitted to use a Google Play card. I'm just wondering why they would. Are they gonna play Candy Crush while they nurse their babies? He said the Google Play gift card can be used by the mothers for their essential needs and resources. It's a convenient and flexible option that helps them access useful items and support materials. Thank you for helping make this possible. I said, like what? He said a Google Play gift card is mainly used for digital purchases, not physical items. Nursing mothers can use it for things that support them emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, such as Christian and parenting apps, music and worship, ebooks and audiobooks, movies and educational videos, online courses. Okay, now I feel like I'm just talking with an AI bot. So I say, I'm headed back to Macy's to buy a gift card. And he says, all right, I'll wait to hear back from you with the card details. God bless and guide you. So, with God on my side, I located the nearest Macy's and I said, is this the right store you want a gift card from? But built into this link is a tracking code from Grabify that will log his IP address if he clicks it. Which he does, and I can see that he's in Nigeria. I mean, I had my suspicions. But it was about this time that the real pastor messages me and says he solved the mystery. Because a couple of days earlier, his secretary received an email that appeared to be from him. It said, hello, I have issues accessing the church directory. Please send me a PDF copy of the church's directory. Thank you, blessings, regards, Pastor so-and-so. And this scammer's email address looked so close to the real pastor's that the secretary just ended up sending the entire membership directory straight to him. This is a classic example of social engineering. Scammers will study your website, your social media, and your staff directory, and then impersonate the people that you trust the most. And because we're all busy juggling a million things at work, these tactics succeed way more than you'd expect. So yes, the mystery has been solved, but that doesn't mean we can't have some fun. So I pulled up the street view of the nearest Macy's and I sent him a text. I said, I'm here at Macy's. He said, hello, okay, you can get the Macy card. That's more better. But then I responded with, we have a problem. He said, what's the problem? I responded, the store is on fire. And I'm sure that he won't believe me, so I take an image of the store from Google Street View and I drop it into Kling AI, and I wrote a prompt to make it look like the building is on fire. Then I send him a picture. And he's like, be careful out there. But then he suggests I leave and just go get a Google card. But I'm not going anywhere. Those nursing mothers want a Macy's card, so that's exactly what they're gonna get. I say, I'm gonna try and see if I can get a gift card inside. And he says, all right, stay safe. So I wait a few minutes and I make him think that I'm entering the burning building. I say, I'm in the store now. Where are the gift cards? He says, just get the Google Play card or any card that's there at the store. And I'm like, there's too much smoke. I can't find them. Where in the store are they? And I'm sure that he's losing patience with me, so with the help of Sora, I make a video to show him the conundrum I'm in.
Hey, does anyone know where the gift cards are? Hey, do you know where the gift cards are?
By the register. Just get out, man.
Okay, thank you. Gift cards?
But he didn't respond. I said the gift cards are all incinerated. No response. Then I said, the flames are surrounding me. Can you please send someone to help? Can you at least say a prayer for me, Pastor? I'm not ready to meet the Lord. I even called, but it went straight to voicemail.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Is anyone here?
The store's on fire!
Somebody, please!
Over here!
The exit's blocked!
Call 911!
We need help now! Someone!
Hear me! Help!
What kind of pastor leads a child of God into a burning building and then leaves them to burn to death? I'm at a loss for words. This really is a new low, scammers. I hope this experience haunts him for the rest of his days. Well, I hope that you found this entertaining, but I really hope you learned how easy it is for scammers to impersonate you and get you to divulge sensitive information. These days, we've really got to be extra vigilant. So stay safe out there, and I'll catch you in the next one.